Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 29. As they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" And they say unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them, touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. That's Matthew's account. I want to very quickly read Mark's account in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" And the blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way. Two more quick verses of scripture. Thank you for standing. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry." He that shall come. And will not tarry. With the help of the Lord today, and I'm going to need his help, I want to preach to you the legend of Blind Bart. I didn't get this from a VeggieTales episode. I didn't get it from ChatGPT. This is all Jake and Jesus. The legend of Blind Bart. Let's pray one more time. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that we feel in this house. Thank you, Lord, for being a comfort to us. Lord, I believe that bodies and minds and emotions and spirits, Lord, just lives have already been healed today. I believe it. I believe you've already done a work. Lord, but we're looking now to your word to help us and make us better. Lord, speak to us. Change us by your word. Change us by your power and your presence today. Lord, just let this word find good ground. Lord, let there be a response. Lord, and let us see the fruit of this word in our life. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. Everybody said amen. Clap your hands to the Lord one more time as you're seated today. God is good all the time. The legend of Blind Bart. Imagine, if you will, in an alley somewhere in a town located in ancient Israel, there sits a man. He's maybe in his late 20s, early 30s, a young man. He sits leaning against a stone wall, and a small fire is going, enough to keep him warm for the night. He is a beggar. Today was not one of his better days. He was feeling low and poorer than usual. He remembers the words of a passerby earlier that morning who had leaned over to a friend as they walked. "I hate coming this way to work. I'm tired of having to walk past this guy every morning. It's just getting sad." He was losing sympathy, which meant he was losing money. It was almost like the people who walked past him every day had started to think that not giving him something would teach him a lesson somehow, to get him to whip into shape and get a job and be productive instead of begging for a living. "But how could I possibly do that?" he thought to himself. And as he sat there feeling hopeless and thinking hopeless thoughts, he did not notice his visitor approach until the man had sat down on the other side of the fire in front of him. "Sorry, man, I am sorry, but this is kind of my spot, and I'd really like to be left alone for the night." "Well, I don't mean to intrude," the stranger said. "Can I just sit here for a few minutes and rest? I've made a pretty long trip to get to this town." "I mean, I guess that's okay, but I'm going to sleep soon, and I don't want you sitting here and watching me sleep." "Great, thank you for your hospitality. I'll be just a few minutes." "So why have you traveled from a faraway land to come to this town?" "Well, it's not really a faraway land," said the stranger. "It's this land. I'm just from the Jericho area, so it's still a pretty good trek." "Okay. Well, still, what brought you here?" "Would you believe me," answered the stranger, "if I said that God told me to make my way here?" "I'm not sure. Why would God tell you to come here?" "That is a good question. Can I ask you a question?" "Sure." "What's your name?" "It's Gil." "Gil. That's a good name. It means rejoicing, right?" "Yeah, although it's ironic, because I have no reason at all in any way, shape, or form in my life to rejoice about anything." "Well, why do you say that?" asked the stranger. "Well, the short version is that an accident when I was 9 years old took my parents, left me paralyzed from the waist down. And with us already being relatively poor and me having no other family to turn to, the following years were unsteady, uncertain. The past few years, this is all I've done. I sit and I beg. And I truly believed for a while that my luck might change in some way that I could at least be more comfortable in some way, but I can see now that it's going to stay the same for me. Forever, probably, until all I can do is die." The stranger thought for a second. "It's interesting that you say, 'I see now.'" "Why is that interesting?" asked Gil. "Have you ever heard the legend of Blind Bart?" This is very VeggieTales, isn't it? "Blind Bart?" Gil asked, increasingly more engaged with what the stranger was saying. "Yeah, it's short for Bartimaeus, like son of Timaeus." "Right. Well, why is he a legend?" Gil asked. "Well, people use that word, but he's a real guy. I'm a little surprised you haven't heard his story in recent years, although a lot has happened in this area in recent years, and there's a lot to keep up with. Anyway, I give you a semi-short life story as well. Bart was blind from the time he was a very young child, completely blind. I won't go into all the details, but the hardships of life had eventually caused him to find himself begging. One small comfort in his life was that he had a friend, or the closest thing to a friend that he could have. It was another blind man, Caleb. One day, the two of them were sitting on the side of the road outside of Jericho, and they were begging. And this was life every day for them. This was the same thing every day. It was all they knew anymore. "Didn't you say that you're from around Jericho?" Gil asked. "Yeah, but stay focused. Stay with me here." So as they were sitting on the side of the road, a day seemingly the same as every other day, they heard the noise of a crowd coming by, and it was a large crowd, and these people were excited. They were in an uproar about something that was going on. "What's going on?" Caleb asked. "I heard someone say that a guy named Jesus is coming through," Bart replied. "Jesus? Are you serious? The Jesus? Bart, that's the guy." "What guy?" Bart asked. "The guy. It's the guy, the one that we're talking about the other day. They say that he healed a blind man in Bethsaida. And two more blind guys in Galilee. And the other week, he healed a blind guy near the pool of Siloam. They say that he spit on the ground and he made mud and he put it in the guy's eyes, and then the guy saw people like trees, but it worked. He received his sight. This guy's been healing blind people. He's the guy, Bart." Bart's heart sped up. Suddenly, he was back in time. And he remembered in his childhood his mother quoting the words of prophets. "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." The prophet Jeremiah, Bart, he wrote that, "I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper." Bart, the prophet Isaiah, he wrote, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He said the government will be on his shoulders. To the increase of his kingdom, there'll be no end. He said that upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom from henceforth, even forever." And then he remembered times that his father, Timaeus, would hold him and comfort him. He would say, "My son, a Messiah is coming someday. He's going to do great things for our people." And did you know that the prophet Isaiah wrote that in that day the eyes of the blind shall be open? My son, he might come in your lifetime. And Isaiah wrote that in that day the eyes of the blind are going to be open. As Bart recalled these moments, his heart was nearly beating out of his chest. And before he knew it, he was screaming as loudly as he could, "Jesus! Jesus! Thou Son of David! Son of David! Have mercy on me!" And some people in the crowd said, "Bart, hush, man. Don't bother. Calm down. Calm down." But it made Bart cry out more. It made him cry out louder. And he said, "Caleb, this, help me out, man. This is him. This has got to be him. This has got to be the branch. This has got to be the one that's going to sit on the everlasting throne. He's opening blinded eyes. Caleb, help me. Jesus! Jesus, thou son of David! Have mercy on us! Caleb joined in. They cried more and more. Jesus! Son of David! Have mercy on us! Jesus stopped. They got his attention. And as they kept calling out, they calmed him again and said, all right, calm down, you got his attention. He calleth thee. He's coming to you, just hold your horses, guys. And Jesus asked them simply, what would you have me do for you? And Bart thought back again to everything he had learned, everything he had heard. And he said, Lord, I want to receive my sight. And Caleb said, yeah, we want to receive our sight. The Lord touched him, and he healed him. And they received their sight. After years of the same thing, the stranger said, after years of nothing changing, after years until it had become routine every day, this is what I expect. After years and years of the same thing, it changed in a moment when Jesus showed up. Jesus was passing by, and they heard, and they called out. And all of a sudden, their past life was their past life. Everything changed. Everything was the same until it wasn't. That's an amazing story, said Gil, tears welling up in his eyes. Hey, I didn't get your name. Oh, my name is Caleb. You mean, yeah, that's right. But my name isn't important. And I doubt if they ever write all this stuff in a book that they'll even write my name down. My name doesn't matter, though. The name that does matter is Jesus. And he's the one who told me to find you here, Gil. Can you please tell me more about Jesus? Gil asked. And he was letting the tears roll down his cheeks. After preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to Gil, Caleb said, you know, it wasn't just promise that Jesus would open blinded eyes. Isaiah also wrote that the lame would leap. I was blind, Gil, but I now have seen with my eyes, people in your condition be completely healed by the power of the name of Jesus. Do you believe that that can happen for you? Do you believe, Gil, that Jesus can do that for you? Gil was crying, but he eagerly answered, I believe it. I don't have anything left but to believe. I believe it. I do. I believe that Jesus can do that for me. Well then, as a friend of mine once said to a man, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rise up and walk, Gil. Instantly, Gil leapt to his feet. Tears of joy flowed, and for the first time, he felt his name belonged to him because he rejoiced. And Caleb rejoiced with him. After a few minutes of this, Caleb said, "The point of Bart's story is that years of the same old can change in an instant when Jesus arrives on your scene." That's what happened for us. That's what just happened to you. Everything was the same as always until it wasn't. You know, it reminds me of another time years ago on Pentecost. Bart and I had followed Jesus after our healing. And we saw him ascend into the clouds. He told us to go to Jerusalem to tarry and wait and pray. So we were waiting and praying in an upper room in Jerusalem. It was me and Bart and probably 118 more people. And the past few days had been the same. Praying and waiting. Waiting and praying. It was the same day after day. But then, suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Like a rushing mighty wind coming through the room. And it filled the house where we were sitting. And we started to speak in other tongues and glorify God as the Spirit gave us utterance. And we understood that this was the comforter, the gift that Jesus had promised would come. Let me just give you another short version and tell you, Gil received the Holy Ghost and Caleb baptized him in a nearby fountain. And he went and preached the legend of Jesus and blind Bart to other people in that condition. I would like to preach a word of hope to someone today. This is not the story. This is me. Story's over. I would like to preach to someone today in the name of Jesus. I believe for someone today that it has been long enough of the same old, same old, same old thing. Well, if you believe it, clap your hands. Here is my message for you today from our opening text, that he that shall come. And will not tarry. Now, I believe that Jesus is coming to get us one day soon. But I want to tell you today that whether you realize it or not, Jesus has been making his way onto your scene. Your moment has been coming, whether you realize it or not. And I want to tell you today that he that shall come will come. And I believe for somebody today, he has come. I believe for somebody today, I'm not trying to pump you up and hype you up. I want to tell you in the name of Jesus, I believe that today is your day for the same old thing to break and be a thing of a past life. I believe that you can live free from the chains that have had you bound. I believe you can live free from the sickness that you've dealt with for long enough. Oh, I wish I had somebody that believed it today. If you're waiting on me to preach, story time's over. I'm preaching. I want to tell you today, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. And I believe that that time has come for somebody today. I believe that for somebody today, Jesus is saying, "What will you have me do unto you?" Jesus is here to tell somebody today, it's time. It's time. Yeah, you thought it was just another same old day. Got up this morning, got ready, maybe barely made it into the doors. Yeah, we'll go eat lunch after church. Well, it'll be a same old day, same old week, same old thing. But I want to tell you today, I said it earlier, we didn't come to church for a show. I came to encounter the Lord Jesus, and I want to let you know that Jesus still does miracles. Jesus still changes lives. Jesus still saves souls. Oh, it's not for stories and legends. I'm telling you, it's real. God still does works in people's lives. Everything was the same as always for those shepherds until a light burst through the sky and a choir angel said, "Hey, unto you is born tonight in the city of Bethlehem. It's Jesus, it's the Savior, it's the Christ." It was the same old until it wasn't. It didn't seem like anything was changing for a few days. Didn't seem like it was getting any better. Seemed like it was getting worse for days. Lazarus had laid in that tomb until Jesus showed up. And it was the same until it wasn't. Is somebody understanding today? It was the same thing for that woman with the issue of blood. It was the same thing. I'm wasting all my money trying to get answers. I'm wasting all my money trying to get in. I've used up all the doctors. I've used up everything I have. It's the same old thing, same old situation, same old sickness until Jesus was coming by. And she said, "Oh, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, maybe the same old won't be the same anymore." I want to tell somebody today that Jesus is in this room. And if you would just have enough faith to say, "I might have to crawl to get to him. I might have to cry out and say, have mercy on me. But something's got to change in my life." And I believe it can change today, church. Will you clap your hands right now? Musicians, come. Everything was the same until it wasn't. And I know it's a little different than what I normally preach. I know my approach was a little different today, but I'm trying to get you to see a simple truth. I'm trying to get you to see something so simple in the Word of God, and you see it over and over and over again. It's just the same old thing. Until it's not. Nothing is changing until all of a sudden it does. You understand what I'm saying? When Jesus shows up, when that time comes, when that, I know that we make choices and we have free will and things, and God's not controlling us like puppets, but I want to tell you that God has a will for your life. And there are things that he does and things he plans and things he orchestrates that you don't realize. And you've been saying, "This is just the way it is for me forever. This is just the way I've got to cope with this because this is just the way it's going to be forever." But I'm telling you again that whether you realize it or not, Jesus has been making his way straight to you. And you can take that for the future. And you can remember, hey, if you've got situations in your life, you hold on to that word today and remember, I believe it's going to change. I believe that God is working something out. You hold on to that word, but I'm telling somebody today, today, I believe it can be your day. I believe for somebody sitting on the side of the road begging that Jesus is passing by. And if you'll have enough faith to reach out to him and to call out to him, he'll say, "What do you need me to do for you? What do you need me to do for you?" Would you stand with me today? I've got no interest in standing up here and wasting my breath trying to hype you up and make you feel good, make you feel some goosebumps so we can say we had good church today. Got no interest in that. I'm preaching to you the truth today that Jesus still changes lives. And the stories and legends of old are not just stories and legends. But Jesus still heals. Jesus can still take hold of your heart today. And when your emotions feel shattered and your heart is broken and you've got turmoil and trials and tests going on in your life, when you've got sickness in your body, you've got things you don't know what to do, I want to tell you today that Jesus still does miracles. Jesus still cares about people enough that he'll meet you at an altar. Or he'll meet you right there at your knees. And he'll say, what do you need me to do for you? And it's like that man. There was another man. He had a withered hand. And I believe the way it puts it is that he stretched forth his hand. I heard a pastor preach one time. And he titled the message, Stretch Forth Thy Weakness. What is the thing? What is it? What's the thing you're dealing with? Stretch forth thy weakness. What would you have me do unto you? Stretch forth thy weakness.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.